Nobody can handle the ticket's 12-pounder, so we're divvying it up into 12 one-pound bites. During the Hardline Show at Cape Buffalo this Friday, one-pound boxes of Godiva chocolates from Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
.539 is the time. Sturm and Drang will be out at
place.
Yes. Mark Samuels Jewelers. Gaylord Parkway and Parkwood in Frisco. They'll be there tomorrow from noon until 3. So, jewelry always works well for Valentine's Day. That might be something to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, register to win ticket t-shirts and gift certificates from Chipotle with Sturm and Drang and Mark Samuels tomorrow. All right, last night, I'm confronted with what I've always thought to be an old wives' tale. Mm-hmm. I've always heard that these guys do this. I didn't believe they did it, first of all. And if they did, I didn't believe there was anything to it. But as some of you may know, around our house, we have quite a bit of flora and fauna, and creatures do tend to roam through there. And with Digger out in the backyard, she has frequently gotten tangled up with these creatures. And we told stories of various run-ins with some of them in the past, some of the more notable run-ins. And last night might have been the most notable run-in of them all, as she got tangled up with another possum.
Well, I know where you're going with this.
Where do you think I'm going?
Possum playing dead?
Exactly. So, here I am back in the office doing something or other. And I hear, Wolf, Digger's got a possum! So I throw on some shoes, go out there. By that time, Renee has gotten Digger inside, gotten her away from the possum. But the possum is on the walkway that runs out in the backyard. And it's laying on its side. Now, we've all heard of playing possum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never gave it much thought one way or the other. I thought, you know, surely if you play possum, if one of these creatures is playing possum, there's a way to get them going again. So, I go out there and I start looking at it. And I thought, I'm not sure, but I thought I saw its tail move a little bit. But it's laying there on its side.
And did you think it was dead?
Well, its mouth was about halfway open. It didn't appear to be moving except for what I'm not sure if I saw if its tail was moving, but I thought I saw that.
So, at any time, were you thinking about playing possum, or were you thinking?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm thinking, wow, this must be what they call playing possum. So I go around to the side of the house.
Was it big? Bigger than Digger?
Yeah, it was bigger than Digger.
Why would it play dead for Digger?
So I go around the house and pick up a tree branch of some size.
Beating the hell out of it.
That had fallen.
Just to check, see if it's dead.
And I start poking it. I take it around there and start poking it.
Like
the thing doesn't move.
Like me and Corby are going to do to you when you go into the rest home.
Right. And I start trying to wedge the stick in its halfway open mouth. Maybe that'll get it going again, I'm thinking. And still, nothing. It doesn't move. So, I'm thinking, okay, it's dead. I can do one of three things here.
Use your pants down.
No. I could either get a garbage bag, try to bag it up, take it out to the alley and just throw it out there and let whatever happens to it happen. I can wait till tomorrow, call animal control,
Or you can fire up the stove.
Or I can set it on fire.
What?
Please tell me you went with option three.
That was the third option. Actually, there was a fourth. The fourth was do nothing.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Came out with your jam box.
You give a little possum hot foot, put some matches between his little claws, and set them on fire and wait till they burn down.
Yeah. I chose option four.
do nothing?
To do nothing.
How pathetic are you?
Why?
Oh, it'll decompose in a year or so. What do you mean, do nothing?
Well, do nothing right then. I was going to wait until tomorrow and call animal control, probably. Have them come over and get it out of there. Because I don't want to touch those things. Those things are gross. You ever seen one of them up close?
They're ugly as hell.
They are.
They're scary looking.
Yes, they are.
I don't fear the possum.
You ever fondle a possum, Grego?
Had one in my house. Had one in my house, remember?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Every night.
Is that what we're calling it now?
It's all about the euphemism, remember?
Well, you know how to wake them up, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's very simple. Pour water on them.
Really?
And it'll get up and scurry away. That's all you got to do.
Well, I decided on option number four. And I did nothing. I went out back in the house.
Were you convinced that it was dead?
Yeah, I was convinced it was dead.
Okay.
I thought surely it was dead. I mean, I was trying to force a tree branch in its mouth.
Hey, that is their only defense, because they don't have teeth. They're not particularly fast.
Possums don't have teeth?
Well, they do, but, I mean, they don't have the ferocious type that can, you know, tear somebody apart.
Like a cougar.
So their only defense...
Or a puma.
When they get in trouble, is to play dead. And a lot of times, animals will leave them alone. That's their only defense. So, they do that. I mean, there is something to it. But the one way you get them, you can find out, is...
Just throw water on them?
Throw a little water on them. Because they can't stand that. And the minute you do, they will get up and scurry away.
Well, I go inside. I come back outside 20 minutes later, and it's gone.
Well, the coast was clear.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Wow.
Very simple.
Why didn't you go sit on the back porch and watch it?
Yeah.
To see when it went away.
That thing will not get up.
I mean, can it smell you? Can it sense you?
Absolutely.
And frankly, I was not all that curious about devoting 20 minutes of my life to watching a possum that I thought was dead.
Well, at least for a couple of minutes.
I would have done everything. Even if I would have known that water would have got the thing up, I would have seen how far I could go with the possum. Not injuring it in any way, but
after
like...
After fondling it, you mean?
Like poured a little gravy in its mouth. And then bring out my stereo system and pop
gravy
in Slayer Angel of Death and put it right in its ear.
I doubt a Slayer would have had too much impact on the possum.
Just right there.
Get ready, possum.
Yeah, the possum all of a sudden sits up and says, "Get ready, Dallas."
Put some shaving cream on his paw and then tickle his face.
Right.
Put his little foot in a thing of warm water. Make him wet himself.
Ask him possum questions.
Yeah.
Simple.
So I guess there is something to that old wives' tale.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
It's not an old wives' tale after all, is
it? No.
Wonder how they know to do that.
Instinct.
Yeah, I know, instinct. But why them? You know, why didn't a horse do
because
that?
Because they don't, that's the only defense they have. When most other...
A horse can run away.
Can it?
Well, most other animals can take care of them. You know, a skunk. I mean, look at a skunk. The defense they have is they spray you. A
little poo.
Like a porcupine, look what they have.
They have
can't
pricks.
Get a hold of them because of the
thorns,
quills. That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow, that's fascinating, though. You should call in Animal Planet, see if you can get on there.
I agree.
Tell my possum story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mike Reiner. Coming
I'm
up
here
next
today with the old gray wolf. He's got a possum in his backyard. What have you been able to witness today, Mike? Tell our audience. Well, I've been poking a possum in the mouth with a tree branch for 20 minutes.
15 minutes.
I didn't know what to do.
All right, coming up next, what do you got here?
Snake.
Coda?
Some kind of music review.
Coda, Snake.
Oh, yes, yes. There are two CDs.
He had no idea.
Well, I didn't. I thought it was next. There are two CDs.
Well, it is.
Well,
it
I
is
believe
next.
I just said
I'm
coming up next.
Next.
Oh, my
next.
God.
I believe the key word in that phrase was next, was it not?
Yeah.
There are two CDs that we need to play for you guys because one is getting critical acclaim. The other is from an old favorite who put out a new record.
On the ticket.